Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
From a competition to a pleasure hunt and all the stops in between, we cover it all here at Coon Hunting Media.
If you are looking for a reliable, safe, clean, and comfortable transporter for your dog, then you need to contact Muddy River Transport. They offer a premium dog hauling experience where your dog's safety and comfort are top priority, and they will go above and beyond the competition. They use their advanced ozone treatment and sterilization machine to thoroughly clean their van at the completion of each run. You can rest assured that your dog will be traveling in an environment that is clean, safe, and hygienic. Their van is climate controlled. All kennel spaces are comfortable, spacious, safe, and secure. Your dog will be comfortable and stress-free during transport. The drivers that will be moving your dog are trained professionals with lots of experience in this field. They are friendly and dedicated that your dog's safety and comfort are top priority throughout their trip. Communication is top-notch. You can rest assured that you will get route updates, dog check-ins, and projected times of arrival, all while taking into consideration your busy schedule. If you are looking for a transport option for your dog and want a stress-free experience with the confidence that your dog will be in a clean, safe, hygienic environment, then call Muddy River Transport today to give your dog the best ride of their life. They believe their customers' dogs deserve to be treated as if they were their own. They are not just dog haulers, they are active houndsmen. They hunt just like you do and participate in all the major events. Remember the mission statement: travel safe, travel clean, travel comfortable. Every trip, every time with Muddy River Transport. Contact us on Facebook at Muddy River Transport Group or call 1-402-274-7558.
Coon Hunting Media is proudly sponsored by Little T Squatters. Them are the words every competition hunter loves to hear. Your winning coon has just been found. Little T Squatters, owned and designed by Tim Tempton, has set the bar for high quality, dependable, and an unmatched performance. From pleasure hunters to extreme competitors, he covers it all with his five elite models. Original Little T, the Triple Threat, the Double Shot, the Pro Series, and the newly designed Bell Ringer. If you want to enter the woods with confidence, contact his office at 423-562-5333 and become elite.
Saddle Up Canine Cryo is owned by Mr. Bill Scheninger. Bill is located in Delta, Ohio. Don't miss out on the opportunity to keep that special stud dog forever. His services include semen collection, freezing, side-by-side shipping, and semen storage. Bill is also the owner of one of the best-known plot kennels in the country, Saddle Up Plots. Saddle Up Plots is home to UKC, PKC, AKC, WTDA, Grand Knight Champion, PR Saddle Up Lazarus. Lazarus accomplished the following accolades in 2021. He was UKC World Champ Plot, Plot Days Isaiah Kid Winner, Purina Breed Winner, Autumn Oaks Breed Champion, APA Breed Days Winner. Fresh chilled and frozen semen is available. Contact Bill directly for all pricing and services information for Canine Cryo and Saddle Up Plots. Bill's phone number is 419-467-7689. Saddle Up Plots, making plots rise again.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Coon Hunting Media Podcast. Thanks for continuing to listen with us, and we're going to jump in with the verse of the week. Tonight, we're going to be over in Proverbs 11:3, and Johnny's making me do this tonight because we're going to use his phone for something else. It says, "The integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of the transgressors shall destroy them." So keep that in mind. Integrity is a big thing. Live your life with integrity. When people are doing wrong and undermining things, at some point it's going to catch up to you. So it's just better to live with integrity on a day-to-day basis. When nobody's looking, still be that same mindset. Houndsman Advantage is a proud sponsor of the Coon Hunting Media Podcast. Houndsman Advantage is the premier digital scoring solution for the competition hunter. The app gives the necessary tools to score in competition or track your dog's hunting performance while on pleasure hunts. Imagine the benefit of having this tool at your fingertips on every hunt. Some of the features included within the app are a scorecard view, a summary view with tree timers for up to four dogs. There is no more calculating split strike and tree points manually. They are preloaded within the app. Cumulative scores will be automatically totaled with current plus, minus, circle, or deleted points after each scoring situation. The app includes the full rules for UKC, PKC, Pro Sport, and AKC. A search function is included, which allows you to find specific rules instantly. The app allows you to scratch or withdraw a dog at any time during the cast. When the app is running under the UKC rules, it will automatically scratch a dog that has reached the scratchable amount of minus points. The app includes a kennel function for personal information such as registration numbers and entry cards. You can also store analytics on your dog's accuracy, win percentages, and much, much more. Even though the app has been tailored with the competition hunter in mind, the pleasure hunter has not been left out. You can set up pleasure hunts that track up to two dogs' performance at a time. You can keep totals on accuracy, whether good or bad. This will be broken down to the game scene, dens, slicks, and so on. When you register on the app, you are given a one-week free trial. Within the app, navigate to the news and update section. There, you will find a video that will walk you through how to use the entire app. Don't lose a cast because you didn't know the score or you had the wrong score. Give yourself the advantage, the Houndsman Advantage. The app is available for download at the App Store and Google Play.
Cajun Outdoors is the official light sponsor of Coon Hunting Media Podcast. Cajun Lights has been in business since 1986, making them one of the oldest hunting light companies in the industry. Any listeners from this area know the level of quality and reputation that came with the Cajun Light. Cajun Outdoors is quickly reclaiming their spot at the top of the modern hunting light industry. Their recipe for success is listening to customers' needs and wants. If you're looking at a Cajun Light and don't see exactly what you want, pick up the phone and call the owner, L.W. Nixon. He will make the light that you want become a reality. Customization is not a problem with Cajun Lights. You don't have to worry about cheap foreign parts from box stores. There are no worries about tariffs. All their lights are made right here in North Carolina in the great USA. The key mission statement of Cajun Lights is, when you as a customer spend your hard-earned money with us, we'll stand behind what we sell. We will be here for years to come. Their current light lineup is the premium light that is tailored specifically to the competition coon hunter, the Cajun Blinder. It comes with a choice of either bright white or natural main beam with four levels of brightness. Super bright dual white walk lights with spot flood combo for great visibility while walking and searching. Super bright red light with high-low option. Super bright amber with high-low option. Intense bright green laser. Burn time on high is 5 to 6 hours. Clip mounted for easy removal and changing of various hats. Weighs 18 to 21 ounces depending on hat style. The other quality lights they include are the Cajun Rogueroo, the Cajun Bayou 2, the Cajun Micro Gator. All Cajun lights come with a 2-year warranty along with a lifetime labor warranty. Most of the guys at Coon Hunting Media have ran Cajun lights since childhood. Cajun Lights, try one and experience an elite light from a brand that has been around for years. Call them at 888-773-3080 or visit their website at cajunlights.com.
Briar Creek Kennels, feed and hunting supply store, owned by Chris Girth, located in Hemera, Indiana. Briar Creek carries all your pet supplies and is the headquarters for all your hunting dog gear. Never get caught in the dark. They carry Outlaw Lights, Superior Lights, and their own Briar Creek Light brand. They are an authorized Garmin and Dogtra dealer. They offer hunting apparel by Yoder Nylon, Southside Hunting Gear, Dan's, Razor, and their own Briar Creek branded gear. Dog boxes include Old Dry Pond, and Diamond Deluxe. AGM thermals, engraved nameplates, dog collars, and leads are just a few of the many other offerings you can get from Briar Creek. Visit the store in person or shop online at www.shopbriarcreek.com or check them out at the major events. Their direct business number is 812-383-9489. Briar Creek Kennels Feed and Hunting Supply Store. All right, everybody. It's tonight it's going to be myself, Johnny, and Kyle, and we got our good friend Mr. Matt Lingo on the line. How are you, buddy?
Good, fellas. How are you guys?
We're doing great.
You good? Glad to see the weather break up there?
Yes, finally. It's been hotter than all get out up here, and finally last night it cooled off, and it looks like for Autumn Oaks we're going to have one of those years where it's going to get nice and cool at night, and it looks like it's the weather's going to be pretty darn nice for it, so a heck of a lot better than last year.
Yeah, no. Absolutely. Tornadoes flipping stuff over and carrying stuff down the road.
Speaking of that, we have 1 week and we have got to go buy another tent to replace the one we lost at Autumn Oaks last year.
We got you got one and I got one. We got to buy two.
Okay, because I have one new one.
But I lost my new one last year.
Oh, yeah, I know. I threw it in the pile as we pulled out of the parking lot with the other 100 that was laying there.
We'll start a GoFundMe.
But no, we've been watching it like you have. I mean, it's looking like it is going to be very good weather.
Yeah, yeah. The thing, I was talking to Kyle a little bit earlier today, and, man, it just seems like the coons haven't been moving real good up here for whatever reason. And you
nor down here. Nowhere.
Yeah.
No.
And, you know, we were talking about it, and I said, you know, I said, I got to work, so I don't get out, you know. If I'm hunting till midnight, that's pretty late. And I said, I wonder if they're just not moving, you know, early in the morning or something. He said they turned loose at 3 o'clock in the morning the other night. And
we did do better, though.
Sounded like, yeah. Instead of a 1.7-mile trek, you had a 0.7. That's a lot better. That's true. That's a lot better.
What few came? We've not been getting on hardly anything. And then I've got one cousin that's got a pretty good farm. He's not a coon hunter. He's a deer hunter mainly, but he keeps talking about getting some pictures on it. But everything he gets is 3 to 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I'm not getting out at that time right now. Just be honest with you, I'm sleeping at that point.
Well, I've tried to get up like in the middle of the night to go, and I don't know. I can't do it.
It's hard.
Just can't do it. Yeah. It's really hard. I have before, but I just can't.
I will say it's easier just to stay up.
Yeah. Probably.
It is. If I go to bed, I'm done. I can stay up late all night, every night, but once I go down, then it's work. I got to get back up. I ain't doing it.
Speaking of that, I've been going to work. I got a new job site down in Columbia, and it's surrounded probably about 400 acres of corn. I'm 2 miles down a gravel road and a dead end and one house at the end of it. And I go down that driveway about 5 o'clock, and there's coons running everywhere.
But it's always right before daylight.
Always right before daylight. Yep. And there's a big river. Right?
Support American-made tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. They aren't affected by tariffs because their clothing products never left the U.S. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
It's around behind it. It's got probably a 200-yard strip of wood between it and a cornfield and a river. And I'm like, man, I got to get permission to hunt that place.
So what we'll do tonight then, let's start out. We kind of mentioned some of your new features and things that are coming out, but we wanted to talk Automokes, just a quick one to get out there, kind of tell, you know, encourage people to go and get out there and tell them what to expect. But before we do that, let's kind of let you go through some of your features and things that are going to be going on at Automokes with the app.
Yeah, so on the Houndsman Advantage app, we got a few things going on. We got a couple of new features that are coming out that I'm really excited about. We got there's going to be a hunt share feature to where if you're a Houndsman Advantage Elite Advantage subscriber, you're going to be able to share your hunt with another Elite Advantage subscriber. So, you know, say you got a dog owner or a truck man, or, you know, whatever the case may be, somebody at home that's interested, you're going to be able to share with them your scorecard through the app. And as you enter data as the hunt's going along, as far as scores go, that person is going to be able to see that update within somewhere around 20 to 30 seconds, as long as both parties have cell service. And so the idea kind of came along. I know Kyle had judged my kennel partner Terry last year at Automokes. And I was sitting there, and Terry was entering data on the app. Well, I could see it because I was admin on the app, and I got to thinking, man, you know, it'd be kind of cool if, you know, you could have that feature for everybody. And so that's kind of where it was, you know, the idea was brought up, and I worked with my developer, and we got it to where we're going to be able to roll that out here before Automokes. I've seen it in action a few times, and it's going to work very similar. A lot of the people may have seen the TOC play-by-play, but it's going to work very similar to that. So that's one feature we're really excited about. I think, you know, especially being a truck man, it's nice to be able to see what's actually happening as you're listening to it, for sure.
That's a cool feature. I mean, I think of that like sitting at the TOC or at one of those events. That's going to be like sitting behind you at a desk, being the admin, being able to see everything you're seeing, like I said, with that person that you're logged into. And I mean, there's going to be people getting in that grand 16, and somebody's going to be wanting to know how things are going, because it might be their dog in there and somebody else is handling it.
Right. Yep.
That's cool.
And, you know, we've all been, you know, where you can't go to a hunt and a buddy's handling a dog that's yours, or you're interested in how he's doing and the wife wants you to go take her out to eat. Well, you can slip your phone out there and he can share with you and you can watch along and see what's going on without her even knowing, you know?
No, she'll know. There's no doubt about it.
She will. Yeah, for sure.
I will say your idea.
Especially when you're sitting there eating, you go, "Dang, he took minus."
So I will say your idea is a little more high tech than what we've been doing. So like the other night, Stacy was handling one of the dogs, and then Johnny and I were on the phone, and I was trying to keep up with it the best I could on Life 360. We were looking at the ground, and I'm like, okay, they're out of the field, so I think a dog's treed at this point.
Yeah.
And we were trying to judge what we thought they were doing by where they were moving around. And this way,
yeah,
it's a little more, yours is a little more sophisticated and accurate.
A little bit more sophisticated, a little more accurate, as long as the person entering the data is good.
But that's in reality, sure. How many people are sitting around doing what we're doing, trying to figure out, because you want to know, and this way you really know. There is no guesswork in that.
I'll have fun with this app.
No speculation involved in this one.
Kyle will be putting bogus crap in there.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be like, coming back our first 30 minutes. Man, he's got 850. He's only been there 30 minutes. Or I come back with like 1775. Man, we got him tonight, buddy. I didn't even win.
Or we're going to be sitting here on a big money hunt, and Kyle's going to be handling, and we're going to think we've lost our money in the first, because he's in the hole or something, and then find out later that he's won. He's done it, tortured us for 2 hours.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, cool. I don't know. It's going to be really, really cool. I'm pretty excited about that one. And then the other thing, we've talked about it and talked about it and talked about it. And, you know, the developer and I have just been kind of working towards it, but we're finally going to get analytics rolled out. And I've seen some of it, and we got a few things to dial in, but, you know, we're going to be able to tell you the accuracy of your dog in competition hunts and pleasure hunting, and win percentages, where that dog strikes in, your average score in a hunt, just a whole bunch of data. You'd be able to track some wins and your winnings, and just a lot of data that we're going to be able to put towards a dog, which I think is going to be really, really cool. From a, you know, when you sit there and as years go along, you're going to be able to compare this dog to that dog. Whereas, you know, we've all heard when, you know, old Spot dies, he's a lot better than what he really was. Well, now, you know, you're going to have some data to back up. Well, is this dog, you know, you get a young dog, and is this dog really as good at this age as what Spot was or not, you know?
You may be disappointed in that young dog at the moment, and you had high hopes for it, and you're thinking, it's not there. And go back and look at old Spot's data and like, wait a minute, as good as Spot was, he was doing the same stuff at that age.
That's right. And then two, you know, you have some data to back up. If a guy's interested in a dog and, you know, you're looking to sell it or whatever the case may be, you got some data to back up, you know, what you're telling them. And so we've all done it. We've all kept track on paper and maybe an Excel spreadsheet and calculated all this stuff. But as time goes on, you know, you kind of either forget about it or lose interest, or you don't get it all collected. And this is just kind of a way that I think is going to make it a lot easier to be able to do it. And I like data, and I like to see, you know, data to be able to compare things. And I think it's going to be a pretty cool feature to analyze a dog and you know, is it going to hold up to what your standard really is. So that one's going to be pretty neat, I think.
It'd be probably a pretty good tool in reproduction of hounds later on.
Yeah,
you could look and see what dog X crosses with blue dog wise. I mean, if it crosses better on a jet bred dog, if it crosses better on a Usman bred dog, or crosses better on Smoky River bred dogs or a combination of the two. You could analyze a lot of it. Me and Jason talk a lot of paperwork and stuff over the years, and we got text messages from 5 years ago. And the younger generation, they all Snapchat everything, so they can't go back. But we can go back and look at our text messages from 5 years ago. But what they don't realize,
there is a button on there that says save in chat.
Yeah, it was called text messaging. That's what it was for.
You can still save stuff.
Well, you can, but what I'm saying, how many times do you do that?
Only important stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Very rare.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And at the moment when we're talking this kind of stuff, it may not be important to you, but then we want to go back and see it. And we got it. But
Same thing with this analytics, except it'd be a much broader scale.
Yeah, and one thing I can think about with the analytics is if it's calculating percentages and stuff in that aspect, you'll know how much you need, how much you lack from being on a reproducer's list.
Yeah.
Instead of wondering, do I need this many more pups or do I need that many more titled dogs or so forth, it's going to sit right there on the app. You'll know how many you lack from getting on the reproducer's list.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The reproduction side of it is probably going to be and it's in our list. It's probably not going to be in this iteration of analytics. We're kind of focusing more on performance with this iteration. We do have plans in the future to add some of that reproduction and, you know, what this dog's crossed on and how many pups have done what and all that. But we're not, I think this iteration, we probably won't have that out there just yet, but it is in our plans to do that, because I think that too is going to be a really powerful tool for sure.
Well, another thing, as I'm thinking about analytics, as we've got to know each other, I feel that you and I are very, very similar in we're data driven. I want data for everything. And, you know, we live in a different world of coonhounds than 10 years ago. Coon dogs aren't cheap anymore. And everybody wants that big dollar for one. You go to look at one, it's not a $1,000 dog that goes out and free coons anymore. That's just not the day that we live in. And it's going to be for somebody, if I'm looking for a dog to buy, and if somebody has hard data that, you know, if they're telling me that dog is doing this, and they can pull out analytics and show me this is how that dog has performed in 50 cast, and he's legitimately or she's legitimately doing what they're telling me it was, and that's the numbers, it's going to be a little bit easier to open that pocketbook up and start dishing some dollars out.
Oh, yeah, and the thing about it is when you're talking about the percentages in cast, anybody can put anything on a pleasure hunt.
Absolutely.
You can sit there and show that dog's 95% accurate on a pleasure hunt. But you look on there and it says 95% accurate on a pleasure hunt, and then you put up 20 casts that you put on and his accuracy 65.
Mm-hmm.
That, well, something.
Or at the same time, though, if I've really collected that data and I may be way off for the wall of how this thing's going to work, but if I've got data from 25 casts and I'm showing, and somebody that I'm trying to buy a dog off of is showing me potential or showing me actual 80% cast wins.
Yeah.
Okay, we got something to talk about here, because he's doing or she's doing what he said she did. Maybe it is worth that kind of money. Because these boys, I'll tell you, I'm the tightest one of the bunch. I'll let a good one get away and probably mess up. But it's data. There's no guesswork on that.
And there ain't no, I mean, when it comes down to it, there ain't no line when you're in a cast. Everybody knows who's won. If you got beat, everybody knows who. It's hard to have.
Yep.
It's hard to show you had 600 plus and still got beat
in
17 casts.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You know, so it'll be a very good tool, because I mean, when you're buying a dog, and nowadays 90% of people, they're wondering, was he doing a cast?
Uh-huh.
They're not asking what he doing in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be a good tool, especially when it comes down to purchasing hounds.
Cool.
Yep.
I like it. Yep. I like it. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be cool. I think it's just a tool that we can add to it that, you know, increases the value. And I think guys, once they get into it and start doing it, then it just doesn't cost any extra. You just get it and it, you know, gives you that tool to be able to tell, is this dog really performing the way that, you know, I expect it to, and does it meet that standard that,
so,
you know, Spot
so did. Here's what Johnny and I are going to do. We're going to go in and we're going to historically enter the data that we feel off the dog that
we
use him for our measuring stick. So we're going to enter all that data the way we
they're
remember
enter
it.
22 mile an hour average.
The bad thing for you is that we're not going to allow you to go back in time. It's real time stuff. So if you're gonna make stuff up, you can't go back in time and make it up.
Okay.
It's got to be today.
Okay. It's got to be today. Well, it's a good try. Good try.
It was. That's a good idea.
All right. So is there anything else that you want to tell the listeners about, or is that got it covered?
I think for features in the app that covers it, we are going to do another live play-by-play for the Pro Slams on Wednesday and Thursday. And so anybody that is an Elite Advantage subscriber in the app, just like we did with the TOC, we'll have a live play-by-play. And I know we had some glitches and issues with our server at TOC, but we've invested in some new servers, and these servers are expandable so that as the traffic comes into our website to watch this, we're able to expand as needed. And then, as traffic falls off, then those servers get smaller. So,
that's pretty cool. So you've got this thing, it's bouncing into a server, and when that server is overloaded, it's kind of networked together and it's just going to go to bigger and more that can handle.
Yep, it'll just expand. Yep,
that's cool.
So there's my wife actually works for an ENT, and he's into some of this IT stuff, and I threw this idea past my developer, and he was somewhat aware of it, but as he dove into it, he's like, yeah, this is exactly what we need, because it expands on its own as it's needed, and we don't have to really do anything. And so,
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
No, it's one of those deals where it was all new, and we learned a lot the first time through, and we're trying to take some steps to make sure that those subscribers get what they're paying for, and they're able to see these play-by-plays if they want to. So we're going to do those two. Go ahead.
This is my personal opinion. It sucked that it happened at the TOC, but in reality, and we've said it over and over on the podcast, it was a good thing, because what it actually meant was your product was popular.
More popular than
anybody thought it was going to be. And which also I think goes back to the stuff you've rolled out. There was a lot of people wanting to know this stuff. There's going to be a lot of people want to see this play-by-play truck man type scenario, because the TOC, I think, was a perfect example of it was very popular. People wanted to see it. And now what you've just clarified is you've equipped it to handle it.
Right.
So that's to me, it wasn't a bad thing in reality. It just showed that it was a good tool. For you, it was a bad thing. You had a bad day.
It was pretty rough on me, but I know where you're coming from. And in all reality, overall, it's a good thing. We learned a lot, and we're going to be better for it. It was pretty stressful that night, and my wife had to talk me off the ledge. But in the long run, I think we're going to be better off for it. And it's going to be, to where hopefully everything runs a little smoother and people are able to log in and watch. And, the one thing I stress is, this whole play-by-play thing was an afterthought, and it's not really how we plan to have this app roll out. It was just an afterthought, and we thought, man, this would be really cool, so people can actually see, and we're trying to offer it as an added benefit to our subscribers, more so than, hey, jump on here and subscribe so you can do this. And so try to stress that it's an app that is really built for competition hunters that keep score as they're hunting. Then you don't have to worry about trying to keep score in your head. Mm-hmm. Try to stress that out to the public. But we're going to do the play-by-play on the pro slams on Wednesday and Thursday, and so we'll take a break and we'll not have anything on Friday, because obviously the grands are hunting on Friday. And then we'll do the Grand 16, have a live play-by-play on those in the app on Saturday. And then Saturday we're also doing a live play-by-play at the Coleman Center. So anybody that's at Autumn Oaks, if they're not out hunting, they're camping there, they don't have anything to do, we're going to have just going to put it up on a projector. We're going to have the play-by-play up there so people can watch and see what's happening on those forecasts. Free of charge, doesn't cost them anything. It's just if they're there, come into the Coleman Center and watch that. So,
That's good.
Yeah, it just kind of it was actually working with UKC. It was Alan's idea, and he's like, would you be fine with that? I said, yeah, that'd be great. Like, we did it at the TOC, and it was so much fun. It was really cool to watch. So encourage people to come out and do that. And then we'll have the final cast that we'll have the play-by-play on too there at Autumn Oaks. And, you know, that's going to be the only place that you're going to be able to see a live play-by-play on anything at Autumn Oaks. So encourage people to get on the app and get subscribed, and they'll be able to see what's happening there. So
now you're putting us under the gun. This obviously has to be aired before Autumn Oaks. We got to get with it. So it needs to get out this weekend.
Yeah. And if not, hey, here, I'm going to save you a little bit. If you can't get there, get this out for Autumn Oaks, we're doing it at the World Hunt also.
Okay. Well, our plan is this is a pre Autumn Oaks one. So,
I'll get it out.
We're looking at Kyle. This is his job. We actually, we've had some problems with getting stuff downloaded, and part of it was working off of a phone. So he's got a MacBook sitting here now.
That's what a lot of people don't understand. I've done all of this from a mobile device
from day one
to now. Everything has been mobile on my cell phone. Editing, that's posting, crazy. Analytics, everything.
So we finally got a because you know.
So we had some problems through our RSS company, and I pretty much had to hold the CEO at gunpoint and told him I had to have this thing released.
Yeah. So Kyle's a young spoiled brat. They don't want anything but an iPhone. They don't want to work with a regular computer, and it's like, I need a Mac. So
yeah, I told him I need a Mac because everything's through Apple.
Yeah, I work with a guy who is, I consider him an absolute computer genius. I swear he could break into anything that the government has and smile while he's doing it. I mean, he's just that good. And he runs into these deals, and I actually bought two Macs last week.
There you go. You guys upgraded too.
Well, I had to buy an extra one for the house because everybody in my family's Mac users as well.
So now
besides
everybody
me.
In the family's pulled brats.
I don't have one.
Not just me.
I don't want one. So, no, that's really, really cool. That's some good stuff.
Yeah, but no, we're also going to do the world finals, and I'm working on right now to get some scorekeepers, because we're going to have the world finals here in my hometown. Our club is hosting, which makes it kind of nice. So I'm currently trying to get around 28 guys that are willing to keep score for us, and some of those guys will be our judges and, you know, those different things. But our plan is to have all casts on the Houndsman Advantage app, doing the play-by-play for every cast at the World Finals this year. So that's the plan. I think we're going to be able to get it. I've got, you know, several guys lined up. It just kind of depends on who gets through and who doesn't. But I think I've got enough people around here that are going to be willing to do that. So we'll do it at the World Finals too, which will be, you know, kind of cool, to especially in, you know, that top 100. Everybody's always excited, you know, to see how their buddies are doing. And so we should have a lot of traffic on that. And so, yeah, just, I think that's the short term big things that are coming out, and I don't know how many Beagle guys you have listening to your podcast, but once we get through the World Finals, all of these new features we got here coming out, that's kind of our next step, is we're gonna jump into the Beagle trial world and start to develop some develop the app to be able to keep score for those folks too. So that'll be our next step, and then probably on the Squirrel Dogs, and then we'll probably circle back and try to add some more things for the Coon Hounds. But we're probably way out in the future and all that, but looking forward, that's kind of where we're at.
That's good. I think the app's taken off, and I think it's a great tool, and I think people have obviously they've realized what it is, and they've started jumping on board. So I appreciate the stuff that you've been working on and getting out there, because it's made it accessible to people that, like the stuff that's coming out, it's making it accessible to people that can't even get out there, you know. For us, like my dad and him, he don't hunt anymore. You never get him to go. But, by golly, he would sit there and watch every move that's going on if we have him logged in. So that's interesting.
Yeah, and this is a pioneer of what can come from this, because, I mean, as anybody knows, coon hunting it's become a million-dollar sport, multi-millions. I mean, and a lot of money guys are getting involved. And you go look at a football game, they got FanDuel, you know, having play-by-plays of games that people gamble on.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Coon hunting is not far from that.
And
coming out with mobile device, like with a mobile device app like this, we're just one step away from opening up a whole new chapter in the coonhound world.
You got him thinking now. He's like, now I know what the next move is.
Yeah, I'll have a gambling feature on there.
Fantasy coon hunting. And it's
Lingo's lottery.
Lingo's lottery. He's going to build up his fantasy league.
You have a whole fantasy league.
That's what he's. Everybody's going to be building their fantasy coon hunting league.
You guys are probably right. You could probably make some pretty good money on that.
We want royalty.
But, man, I'm not a gambler, and I never have been. And so
we're not either, but we know a lot of coon hunters are.
No doubt.
Promise you there would be a lot subscribing go into that.
Yeah.
But listen, you say you're not a gambler, but you really are.
We're hot ticks, so we're the biggest gamblers of them all.
We're terrible gamblers because we know our odds are bad.
I had a boy. I told him. He asked me about listening to that another one time, and I said, "I don't gamble much." He said, "Yeah, you do." I said, "How you figure that?" He said, "Well, you pay car insurance, don't you?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "You pay house insurance, don't you?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, you're a gambler." I said, "How you figure that?" He said, "Cause they're betting you ain't gonna have to have it, and you're betting you're going to have it." I said, "Well, that makes sense."
Yep,
that is true. So. Yep.
Every time we go to Vegas, and we don't, I've maybe been there two or three times in my entire life, but you know, I got some buddies are going, oh, we're gonna hit it big, we're gonna hit it big. I was like, you guys need to take a look at these big fancy casinos that they build out here, and I'm pretty sure they're not building those giving money away.
Exactly. I've got a guy I worked with. He used to go for us. The closest place was Tunica, and he would go to Tunica once a month. I mean, he was always there. But you know what? He always came back to work on Monday.
That's right.
He was always back. So you got anything? Got anything else, or has that got you covered?
Nope, I think I've got at least features on what's coming up covered there.
So where will y'all be setting up?
I was going to say, that's what I was about to ask, same thing.
Oh, yeah. We'll be set up there at Autumn Oaks. We actually got moved this year into the Coleman Center, which I'm kind of excited about. You know, we're going to have a
VIP suite.
I guess so. I don't know. Alan offered it, and I said, yeah, it's air conditioned in there. I'm going to take it. And then, of course, you know, the weather's going to be wonderful, so I probably would wish I was outside. But, you know, so that's where we'll be, and encourage people to come see us and engage and talk to us. And if there's questions, anything about the app, or, you know, we always take any ideas that anybody has, whether we've thought of them or not. And so, you know, encourage people to come talk to us.
Okay, so any of the ideas that we've talked about here tonight, when we see it start coming through, we're in on those. So the day that fantasy coon hunting comes in, Coon Hunting Media was part of that.
I'll make sure that Coon Hunting Media podcast gets their royalty check.
We'll need them because we'll be spending all of it on our league.
I'll be reinvesting
on computers, on MacBooks.
No, I mean on the league. We'll be picking our teams, and I'm going to throw 20 in there. So, but that was kind of what we wanted to do, is let you kind of talk about that, and then just we were going to do a short episode, so we're just kind of talking about Autumn Oaks, the people that would be listening that maybe haven't come before and stuff, you know, what to expect, and anything that, you know, would be interesting to them. But Autumn Oaks is fun. It's a good one. For us, we're doing the same thing as we did last year. You know, we did your podcast was down in our camper. We got us a camper again this year. We loved it. So we've got that all set up. Staying right there on the grounds is the way to go.
It makes it a lot easier, especially after a cast. You come back and get in a camper, and you don't got to drive. After you drove an hour and a half, 2 hours, and you know where you're going, and you don't got to get up 6 o'clock and do that. So you can just – it gives you a little more of a break in time to be able to do everything you need to do.
Yeah, and it wouldn't be so bad if all you was just – you're just a hunter. But when you're getting up bright and early to –
work
a booth all day. It's nice just being right there and hopping a golf cart or walk right over, you know.
Mm-hmm. Stacy did say, though, there's a truck stop, so he said he's going there to take showers. He said he was not going to that bathhouse again. he said, I will go down the road, and I'm going to pay my $7 to have my showers. He said, I am not doing them up there. I kind of think that might be a good idea. That was the only thing that I had a negative about, because it was pretty gross.
Well, I mean, coon hunters are notorious for – they're not the cleanest people.
Don't say that.
All of them. I mean, I didn't say all, but I mean – this is a hillbilly sport.
I think just guys in general are not always the cleanest.
That is true. That is absolutely true. So, and I tell people I work with and things about Autumn Oaks and that we're going to this big hunt, but I don't think they realize, I mean, how big this is. What do you guys guesstimate is how many people will be there? What's the number you're thinking?
People?
All weekend?
All weekend. What'll attend to this thing?
2,000?
No, it's way more now.
I said there'll be 2,000 people walking around easily by 12 o'clock on Friday.
At any given time.
At any given time.
I'm guessing. Yeah. I wouldn't be far fetched to say 10,000 people will come through there.
That's what I was.
I may be wrong. You guys think that's way too high?
Well, I mean, you got to think about the whole fairgrounds will be full with campers and hunters, and look across the street. That whole field's full.
But, I mean, there was county officials coming in. I mean, this is a big deal for that area. It's been going on, since the, 60s is when Autumn Oaks started? I don't remember the exact year, but this is a big, big, big event up there. And you know, this used to be the UKC World. I mean, this was the biggest thing they had. And I think the Grand 16 has even made it better.
And arguably, this is still probably one of the biggest events they have.
Absolutely.
You know, you can argue that the World's probably more prestigious, and maybe the TOC is kind of right there with Autumn. I don't know. You can make that argument, but as far as sheer numbers, I don't think there's anything bigger.
No.
And I don't think there's anything bigger in the coonhound world. Now, I will say I've not been to the Grand American, I've heard that it's pretty good size. But I just couldn't imagine anything being bigger than Autumn Oaks for sure.
The Grand American is big, but there's a lot of
non-coon hunting
stuff. There's a lot of deer dogs, a lot of beagles, a lot of more or less flea market type stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? I mean, whereas more of Autumn Oaks, it's more of a vendor type thing. There's a dog barn and stuff like that, but it's just a different scenario type than what the Grand American is.
But just walking around shopping, there's a lot of stuff to see. I mean, it takes hours if you want to just walk around and look. And it is a lot, the vast majority of it's tailored at coon hunting. But there's other stuff out there, too. But, I mean, you can walk around and just have a good time looking at stuff. In fact, you see tons of families just out walking around, spending the day. And then there'll be all the shows going on over the week, weekend and everything. So there's a lot of stuff to see and do. They'll have live music and things going on. So it's a big event. It's a good time to get there. So we've actually scheduled ours a little differently this year. We've trying to make sure we did our – some of it's grand nights – but we was trying to get our hunting in on Friday. with the hope of, you know, maybe getting something in the grand on Saturday night. But if not, everybody's got the night off. We just have a good time.
There you go. And there's nothing wrong with that, you mm-hmm. know?
No.
That's fun, too. You know, you talk about all the stuff and all the things that are there. And one of the things that I love most about Autumn Oaks is that the vast majority of the friends that you've made over the years are going to be there.
Yes.
And that, you know, just getting to see, because, you know, you get to see these people, you know, at your breed days and maybe at the World Hunt, but, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 times a year, but man, you pick up just right where you left off and, you know, just like you've been long, you know, been friends mm-hmm. your whole life. And just, you know, for me, that's part of the fun of Autumn Oaks. And then the other part is a lot of years you make a new friend, you mm-hmm. know, or several new ones that, you know, is just, they become, you know, almost a part of your family. And, you know, I think about, we met some people from down in Louisiana, the Dalton Guillotine and Joseph, and those guys they hunt blue dogs and have some dogs off of some of our stuff. And, you know, they came up to Blue Tick Days this year and we all rented an Airbnb together, you know, and just, they've just become, you know, an extension of the family, you know, mm-hmm. and it just kind of makes it fun. So for me, that's part of the fun and the tradition of it. And, you know, all the people and the stuff you get to see and just the sheer numbers, and it's just pretty fun.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to describe. I mean, cause it's an impressive event, from the scope of the size of it. And there's a lot of good food,
yep.
around there. You can eat a lot. Kyle was getting stuff to eat all the time last year. Every time we turned around, he was bringing something else back in.
Yeah.
You got to get him checked for a tapeworm.
Yeah, he looks like he's got one.
If I've got a tapeworm, that sucker's as long as a football field.
You got that right. We got a big bottle of Ivermectin in here.
We'll hold him down and give him a dose. We'll need to put him on the monthly regimen.
Yeah. It's kind of concerning because I've been trying to gain weight, and it ain't happening. I mean, I wake up in the morning and consume 1,500 calories before I even eat breakfast.
You do?
Yes, every morning. Then well, I eat breakfast, and then a snack, and then lunch, well, and then another snack, hey, and then dinner, and then another snack after.
I listened to your podcast of Elite Nutrition, and I thought they had something for parasites.
We might need to put him on something.
You might want to get him on something.
The way you just described that could be a sign to see a doctor. You're getting closer to the age. You'll start spreading out a little bit.
Another 4 or 5 years.
So, but no, we're looking forward to this. So, have you got anything hid back that nobody's been seeing, and you're gonna roll out up there and
clean house? You got any horsepower?
Man, I wish that was the case. I just, you know, as I described, it just seems like the coons aren't moving up here, and it's hard for, you know, it's hard for me to say a dog's look very good when the coons aren't moving. And we've got, I'm on a hunt a little female that's off a big country. She's actually champ dog that Strickland had. I think Kevin Rash has him now, but she's a litter mate to him, you know, on the right nights, and she can look like a million bucks. And like any other dog on the right nights, she can look like she's never treated a coon before. So, but yeah, I'm going to hunt her. We're going to hunt her in the duels. We're going to hunt her in the grands, and then just see what happens. So with everything we got going on for Autumn Oaks, if we don't get in the grand 16, I'm not going to be extremely brokenhearted. So, our club is a satellite club. So I'm going to be running back and forth from Richmond to our club, and then trying to run the, you know, the Houndsman Advantage stuff. And it's just, my wife is probably ready to kill me with everything that we have going on with Labor Day weekend and Autumn Oaks. But, you know, when I was in college, I always said you can sleep when you're dead. And so I guess I got to keep living up to that. So
the problem is we're getting older. We need to stop doing that.
I know. I get closer to the dead part than I do sleep. I promise.
The way I feel, yes, exactly. So, but now as far as for us at Automokes, we want all the, and I'll go on and say it again. We are very appreciative for the listeners. We are shocked every day with the numbers of that coming in, and we appreciate that. But we will have we'll be set up as well, and we encourage everybody come by and see us, talk with us. We're actually going to be set up with some of the sponsors, so we're going to be in the booth with Cajun, and it's actually going to be a good booth. It's going to be a very full booth, and I might be wrong on one because I didn't hear the final verdict on it, but I think it's going to be us. Cajun Outdoors, so those guys are letting us crawl in there with them, so we're going to be helping do that. Chip's going to be there, so we got Elite Nutrition going to be in there, and I'm sure that's going to be Elite Nutrition / Joy Dog Food. And last I heard, there was a good possibility that Yoder Nylon was Yoder was going to be coming in and setting up with us as well. Not got to talk to Nick in the past few days, we'll touch base, but it's going to be, we're going to have a full party going on in our booth as well.
Yeah, and see, and all them guys, I mean, we're all work together, even with Yoder. So, I mean, we're all, well, all of our chaps are Yoders.
Every one of them.
Every one of them. I mean, we're through Briar Creek, but I mean, Yoder, we run Yoder gear, and they're good gear. And actually, I guess most of our listeners know now, we're partners up with Elite Nutrition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We are now an authorized dealer through them, and
Through Cajun.
So we got a lot of Elite Nutrition products, and we wouldn't be pushing their products if it didn't work. I mean, they're working, and I've got that. We got a lot of data outside of our friend zone, so-called, of this stuff is working.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good stuff. And so we got a Cajun. We're going to be there with Cajun. So we're going to have a big spread.
Mm-hmm. So we want people to come by and see us. We will happily shoot the bull as long as you want, and we'll help the guys sell some stuff. We've got, like I said, we've been wearing the lights out, putting them to the test. They've stood up good. We can answer questions about that. As Kyle just said, we've been using the Elite Nutrition. We've run dogs through some of the treatments. We use some of the daily stuff while we're hunting. I mean, we're firm enough believers on some of it. Like, for instance, I've got a dog that's in Illinois right now. It's one of our older dogs. We just got a wild hare and decided to hunt her, so we sent her up to Dan, and she's old. She's out of shape. She is hot. I trust in some of the stuff well enough that I'm grabbing some product off the shelf here, and I'm taking it with me to work, throwing it in the mail, and sending it to Dan so he can get it, you know, give it to her while she's up there, because stuff
works.
And
it's not just the dog stuff. The human stuff is working. I sold some stuff to a man the other day that was needing for his arthritis in his hands. He started taking it, and it wasn't a week. He said it's unreal. He says, I wake up in the morning and my hands aren't crippled up. So even the human products, it's working miracles, really.
Mm-hmm. There's some good stuff. I mean, it is. So now, I will say the only thing about Elite Nutrition, because I said it to Chip the other day, I was like, you going to get us some hats to wear or whatever? He said, I'll see what we do. I said, hey, I love your product. I hate your logo. said, don't be sending me like, one of the hats.
I think it looks like Chip designed it.
I said, I know it looks like it looks very Amish and traditional design. And I love Amish. I've got great friends that are, but I was like, don't send me a hat, buddy, because I'm not wearing that thing. I don't want to hurt your feelings.
Fashion is not their thing.
No, I told him, I'll push your product all day long, but I'm not wearing that merch.
Yeah, we use a little bit of the Elite Nutrition stuff. I haven't used the whole gambit, but, you know, the stuff that we've used, I've been impressed with, and I haven't dabbled into the human side, but, you know,
I'll say the one process, it sucked. It took forever to do, but the Lyme's and Ehrlichia treatment, because I had dogs that I was open about it, that I knew it had it. The dogs act different.
Right.
They act different. Mm-hmm. It's been a whole different attitude and the way the dogs perform. It was worth doing it. It's time consuming. It's not hard. It just takes forever because it's a 90 day treatment, but the dogs are totally different than they were before we started.
Yeah. And you know, you take that 90 day investment and it seems like it's forever when you're doing it. But, you know, when you're hunting that dog and it doesn't perform the way you want it to, 90 days isn't going to be that much.
No, it's a whole lot better than
the lifetime of that dog. If you've got 5 or 6 years left in it,
exactly,
you know, 90 days to fix it is
It's really well nothing. And when you think about it, you know, because I was like, is this ever going to be over? And, but you go back and look, I've already been off of it almost 3 months. Yeah. Time flies. Yeah. It's going to be gone
and
so
more
fast.
Or less, what I like about it more than anything is you can hunt your dog on it.
Yeah, it's not.
100%. And that's, yeah, I mean, I may not go run the roads with it while they're on the product, but more than anything, you can keep them in shape and mm-hmm. hunt them. And so when they come off the product and they're 100% healed, you're ready to rock and roll.
Yeah.
You put a dog on doxycycline, it works, it will knock it out, but they're laid up for 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sitting in the kennel for 30 days, and you've lost you lost a lot of muscle. I mean,
mm-hmm. you have.
It's different if you're going to hit, you know, a small hunt next to your house for an hour cast, but when you hit the road and you're spending thousands and thousands of dollars and you're hunting round after round after round after round, that makes a difference.
Mm-hmm. But like you said, for the life of the dog, you take Joker, for instance, we talked about it, he got hurt up at Black and Tan Days. I mean, what was that? Was that April?
May.
So you take it May, and he was probably up 60 days. The boys were here and they were looking at me. And when he was standing there in the kennel, he looked pitiful in his back end because he went from being big and muscled to he was still big and muscled on one side, and it looked like a stick hanging down on his left leg was gone because he wasn't using it at all. I mean, it's so you put them up, it's hard on them. So this is worth doing. But like I said, we're going to have a big time at Autumn Oaks. We want people to come
by. Yeah, and we'll be inside the enclosed barn this year.
Yeah, we feel like we're moving up here. We were all proud of ourselves, so you said I got the VIP treatment.
Well, I will say the enclosed barn is nice. It's nice to be in there for sure. And you know, you guys invited people to come over and talk with you, and I'll say this about your crew for sure. The guys you hear on this podcast, that's truly who you guys are, and I think that's one of the things that people like is that, you know, there's you're definitely not actors, I'll tell you that.
No,
and I wouldn't want you to be, and I'd encourage people to come talk to you, because I promise you if they do, they're going to have a laugh or two. I don't know that I've talked to any of you where we didn't have a good time, so I'd encourage them to come see you, because it's always fun to sit down and talk with y'all.
Yeah, we enjoy ourselves. I'm trying to think, we usually have... There's something stupid happening to one of us at all times, but I can't think of a story that's happened.
I've got a good story.
You got a good story. Oh, see, there you go.
Yeah, I've got a good story.
About Winter Classic when Kyle was trying to play football.
Yeah, that was okay. They can go back and listen to episode 23 on Winter Classic Mayhem and get a recap on that.
What's your story tonight?
So it don't really concern me, but it concerns near my town. I seen it on Facebook. So this shows the kind of world we're living in down here in the hillbilly mountains of Tennessee. So I was in his Facebook post. They said they had school shut down indefinite until further notice.
In your county?
No, it ain't in my county. It's the surrounding county.
Okay, one of them. Okay.
And I'm sitting here. I'm like, what could have happened? School just started. You know, it ain't like sickness has just broke out, you know. Someone stole every Cadillac converter off every county school bus.
So all the Cadillac converters were taken
every off? 23 Cadillac converters is stolen from that town school buses.
Well, that's...
They have no... And they can't go get the kids. They want to cut them off with a Sawzall.
Wow. That's... Yeah. So that's kind of stuff that happens around here. So have you done anything, Johnny, lately? No?
No.
I can't think of anything. That was a good one, though. That's,
I'm not done nothing.
I've not done anything that's been exciting over the past few days, so we've just been working a lot right now. So, and I'm dreading as far as I'm going to be busy in the next little bit. We're going to have Autumn Oaks, and at work, we're in the process of moving a plant, so I'm going to have to go to New York the week 2 weeks after Autumn Oaks.
I was going to stop by.
I'm flying. I am not driving. So I wave at you or look down, but I am. There's no way I'm making that trip. So. But
it's different. But I do. We like Autumn Oaks. It's fun. It's a family oriented time. You see a lot of kids, a lot of older kids and grown ups, just having a good time. That's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
You go to some of these hunts and there's very little conversation, talking going on. But it's good to be around people and rehash memories and make more memories and do those types of things that not all the time you get to do.
No, yeah. And it feels good going to a hunt. And everybody just came. It's stressful. I mean, especially for us too. I mean, we got a lot on our plate also on top of hunting. But it's also good just to lay back and just enjoy everything.
It is,
because there's a lot of times we hit the road on a hunt, And I mean, we're still having a good time, but it's all business. I mean, because you're investing a lot of money, and it's business when you get to the hunt. But this Autumn Oaks is just, it's, I mean, we look forward to it all year, and it don't seem like it's should be here already this quick.
No, it don't seem like it's been a year since we did this.
Not at all. So. And that's another thing about with our podcast. Last Autumn Oaks? How long?
We started like the week before. Well, just a little bit before the Winter Classic when we started it.
Yeah, so it would be last Autumn Oaks is what, like month eight, four, probably. Seven, mm-hmm. eight for live, and now we're getting ready to crank out. It's year two. Mm-hmm. I mean, coming up in January. So, and the growth that we've had since Autumn Oaks is, it's unreal.
Yeah, we'll give you some numbers. Like off I said, air, we're off it, air, but that's why I say we to the listeners. Thank you. We
wouldn't be doing this without them. I mean, yeah. I can't tell you how many, and this is the God's honest truth. I can't tell you how many times we just thrown a towel in and be just done with it. Because it's a lot of work, and it's a lot of work a lot of people don't see behind the camera. But
well, I'll tell you, Johnny and I were done before we started. This was not a plan. We told you that over and over. But
we've thought about, you know, quitting. But then you look at the analytics, you're like, we can't quit.
Well, it makes you feel good. I mean, it's like, okay, it is a lot of work, but when you see that many views coming in, it's like, okay, I don't mind doing something like this. If people's liking it, and so we'll keep recording.
And believe it or not, everybody that listens to this podcast thinks I'm 6'5".
Well, you're close.
And weigh about 350, and I got overalls on and a straw hat.
Nicknamed Cornbread.
I run into a guy at the Satellite Club last year.
Yeah, it was at Autumn Oaks.
It was Autumn Oaks last year at the Satellite Club. He heard me talking. He said, I know you. I said, I don't know you.
Yeah, it's just a random guy in the club. I think we're getting a cold drink or something.
Yeah. He said, I know you. I said, you don't know me. He said, yeah, I do. He said, you're Johnny. I said, yeah.
I'm saying, like, oh, crap.
He said, I'm disappointed. And I said, well, I'm sorry about your luck. And he said, I figured you was about 6'3", about 350 with a straw hat. And
we still don't know what he's talking about.
And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he said, on your podcast. And then it clicked. I said, well, okay, you know who I am, but no, that's not my description. And I've run into two different guys, the one at Autumn Oaks and one at, I think it was at the Zones of the World Hunt, same type deal.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's it. So we're looking forward to it.
And Stacy will be there trying on all of our gear, all of our fit that we have, and merchandise, giving live fit up for it.
You say all that because he's not here.
Yeah, right, he will be signing autographs, signing babies. It don't matter. We sign them all. So, and he will be there for pictures. Also, you can get pictures with Stacy T.
Oh, my goodness.
So, but no, we're getting close to it, so we'll see you there, buddy. And good luck. We hope we win, and if we don't win, we hope you win.
Yep. Hey, best of luck to you all, too. I'm most looking forward to getting down there and hanging out with some people, but it does make it a lot more fun if you win, and you know, back to you guys. If I can't win, I just assume you guys did. So mm-hmm. Best of luck to you guys too.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, my mask gonna have a hand in it this year. Mask gonna got us. He's got
me. Yeah, it is true. That is true.
So, so I mean, this could turn bad. He could just sabotage and say, "Yeah, you're not getting the grand seat. I don't know. He could
have to lose. I'm making Northern Indiana, it's really, really, really hard to try to dry hole somebody.
You've not seen the dogs we're packing. It might be easier than you think.
Yeah.
So, because the way you've described it, trust me, I've felt the same way for the past little bit around here. It's the hunting's horrible everywhere.
It is. Yeah. It is.
Yep.
So,
but we appreciate it, Matt.
Yes. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, have a good night.
Yep. You too.